with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. The second and third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy attain the coming age into the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made note in the passage about the bush, when he called, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive.'" Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. The poor scribes and Pharisees, they try time and time again to trap Jesus, to get him to say the wrong thing. And in the gospel today, Jesus makes it very, very clear that he came to conquer death for us all, that he is a God of not the dead, but of the living. And we need to be reminded of that time and time again, because it's so easy for all of us to focus on what's going on in this world. And sometimes our grief is so strong when we deeply miss people that we love that have died, especially this time of year, as we prepare to celebrate many holidays together. And what does Jesus tell us time and time again? That when we die here on earth, it is not the end. But what's waiting for us with him in heaven is the greatest thing that we'll ever, ever encounter in our lives. So do not lose hope. Do not fall into despair. Death is nothing that we should ever fear as a disciple of Christ. It's only dying here on earth that we get to be with Jesus forever in heaven. But Jesus also challenges us in this gospel to live a holy life, to be holy so that we could be with him forever in heaven. So my friends, remember that our true home is in heaven. That's where we're called to be, and God willing, that's where we will go one day. We stay loyal to Christ and choose to be holy. So we're still in this beautiful month of November where we're dedicated to praying for our beloved dead and for all the souls in purgatory. So let's do that right now in the silence of our hearts.